morning. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And it's the 20th of April, 2026. And it's 14 minutes past the hour of 6. And this is your morning conversational platform that we look at what is happening in the continent of Africa, what is happening in the world, and what is happening in Namibia, particularly on issues that are related to politics, economics, trade, and indeed business. We are greeting you from your number one favorite talk radio station, and it's very cold, and wherever you are, understand that the change of weather is indicating to you that it is not how it has been, and it's telling you that time is moving, seasons are changing, and if you are still where you have been, you must really change now. You must wake up now, because if you don't wake up, you will not get to that time anymore. So let's look at Farm Master and come back shortly.
Get more for less at Voerman Brock. Like a 2 kg bag of nice rice for just $32.99. 100 gram Nescafe Rick Coffee, now only $29.99. A 2 liter Coca-Cola for a sweet $21.99. And 2 kg Surf hand wash powder, now just $49.99. See more mid-month deals at voermanbrock.com. We care.
Yeah, 15 minutes past the hour of 6, as we are indicating to you that seasons are changing, and you must be able to make sure that, you know, you don't stay where you have been, because by the time you wake up, it's already December. And there are those people who are waiting for a right moment. Understand that, you know, when we are growing up, we are learning that there is no better and right moment, because the moment is now. It's just you need to pull the trigger and take that action. And you must, and this morning, this Monday, we are always indicating to you that, particularly every Monday, make sure that do not threaten anybody to ruin your Monday. And there are people who wake up with negative views, negative thinkings, negative perspective of life. Understand that there is no better place than the life we are living here on earth. Because this is our chance that we got, and we don't need to waste it. We must make sure that we do what we do to the best of our abilities, and understand that you must be remembered on the good side of history one day. Because there are two kinds of people. There are those who we can be loud, we can do any other things, but when you vanish from this world, there is nothing of our trace. But there are those names who are still written in the lessons of history. You don't need to be big. You don't need to be a politician. You don't need to be a strong business person for you to be written in history. You just change lives. Do what you can do so that one day your legacy will be able to continue and progress. And we see that today, like any other Monday, we'll be able also to give you the context of what is in the Villager newspaper. Either it's economics, it's trade, it's sport affairs, and everything that is related to bread and butter. And the conversation for today, particularly from the hour of 7 today, we need to look at extractivism. That is what the Pope has warned African leaders to say, how come you guys have been independent for a very long time? And you are still not building your structure. You are still operating at pit to the pot. And also to ask ourselves a question to say, what progress have we made, particularly in management of natural resources, in fine-tuning of natural resources, and also in adding value? Because if I have to take you through the lessons of history to say 1950s, our grandfathers and, you know, ancestors, some of them have been working in different mines. And you look at the tools that they've been using, even when the change of technology is advancing, even the shovels they've been using, the tractors they've been using, none of those things are made in Africa. and the business is still continuing. You look at overalls they have been wearing. You look at even smallest tools they've been using. None of these things are made in Africa. Look at mining machines, equipment, machineries. Maybe we are trained to repair them, but none of them are made in Africa. There are opportunities there. Maybe we repair them, but none of those materials can be made in Africa. Know that we are still, things have changed, but we are still operating how we have been. And we are still speaking about survival from our own mineral resources. And maybe today is also the time to speak, to say, if the Pope of Catholic stand up and start speaking like this, there must be something that we need to learn. There must be something that we did not do right. And when we did not do something right, doesn't mean that everything we did not do them right. So those are some of the things that that we must really look at before we enter that conversation. And looking at what is happening around the world, it seems like the war in Iran and the USA is coming to an end. There are various double communication, but you'll be able to see that ceasefire is across the board. Ceasefire is agreed. The question is that is the time of ceasefire going to lapse without reaching a real agreement? And you also see that I think winter has not been a good time for war. And also in this world, people are no more interested in prolonged war because war become costly, particularly looking at advancement in terms of technology. And you look at the money, the calculations and the money that have been used throughout that war. That money could have solved hunger around the world. That money could have cured diseases. That money could have fought real terrorists that are killing, people. That money could have advanced Africa. And you can also see that when you see the expenditure, when you see prioritization, you see that Africa, you are not really a priority. You might be a priority in some area, but you must also understand that people invest more in what they care about. Look at people's action, don't look at their intention. Because if somebody is willing to bend billions of dollars in a day, willing to bend billions of dollars, why you only need, 200,000 to complete a certain project, you must understand that sometimes you come as a second thought. It's like you have that rich uncle within your family that is able to, to give 20,000. To charity, but it's not able to give you 600 Namibian dollars so that you can go for a registration, or maybe you go to school. And I remember there was one pastor in Namibia who said, please don't bring your money to church. Don't bring your money to church if you are not helping your family members, if you are not helping your people in your community. That is not God, what God wants. And it's quite an observation also to see that sometimes it's about the people's interest. So people can really have assistance, but it's where they prioritize too. Yeah, looking at Brazil, one of the strongest president, and very clear, particularly looking at the UN Security Council. During the meeting in defense of democracy in Spain, President Raul da Silva has criticized members of UN Security Council, particularly looking at the chaos which is happening around the world, stated that progressive leaders from around the globe gathered in Spain to galvanize their forces and defend multilateral rule-based order. And through that, President Raul da Silva gave a very, very strong statement. And he indicated that we cannot wake up every morning and go to sleep every night with the president's Twitter account threatening the world, making war. In other words, they are all decision without consulting the UN, of which they are members and part of the council. And to say Trump was under fire there, particularly at the meeting in defense of democracy. And he also was very angry, particularly looking at the exclusion of South Africa from G20 summit that will happen this year in December. And you must also be able to look at the speech of Cyril Ramaphosa. You see that the leaders of the world, they were very angry. And you can also start seeing that Cyril Ramaphosa is not who we thought he was. He's very tough. And he's showing his standing, particularly looking at the position of the U.S. and also when other countries in the world are just looking when the world is being destroyed. And we'll be able to see that things are changing. And you also see that the world is continually realigning itself. And listen to the speech of Prime Minister of Spain, Pedro Sanchez. He is one of the few world leaders who stood up and said no to Iran war. When the whole Europe was saying we are still thinking about it, or we are still trying to find the diplomatic way, Spain Prime Minister said no, we are not going to Iran, because what happened 20 years ago is not going to be repeated anymore. Because we followed you in the battle of Iraq, then we did not get the intended results. But you'll be able to see that materialism, or the principle of international institution and global peace, is still alive, and there are still those who are standing in the test of time. Because the world that we are living in, when a superpower said something, everybody is going under the table, and everybody is not able to stand up and speak of what the person is not happy with. And this aspect of creating global fear can also lead you into entering into negotiations that you are not really happy with, just because you want to please somebody, but you end up compromising. The interest of your people, and you also end up compromising your own interest just by engaging in that aspect. And it's quite a very good time, especially when we are going to look at the aspect of extra activism, to say continue selling your raw materials to the world without benefiting you, where mining, even though it produced or it sells with a lot of money, realize that it brings less into your domestic economy, particularly when it comes to royalties and also when it's coming to direct change of lives. So let's go to a short commercial break, then we'll look at Democratic Republic of Congo, and also ask yourself a question to say, if the West want peace to happen in Africa, would it happen within a day? And some of the chaos that we see around Africa, are this really Africa invented chaos? And you also see that once you settle out issues of wealth, then the peace is also coming to your country. Then it's a question of asking ourselves and also understand that whose interests are we serving? Because DRC now start becoming quiet, but we don't believe in coincidence. But you must also watch the development, watch political decisions, watch new economic interest, and also see that if really we want the peace in Africa, if really we want industrialization, could it really take us all those years that we've been trying to find it? Could it come from outside, or it has to come from its people, So let's look at the short commercial break. And then from there, we'll be able to continue with the conversation. And remember, today, we'll be able to give you the context of the Villager newspaper, particularly when it comes to economic affairs. Stay tuned. We are here until the hour of 8.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipurane ngelo wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendi fenawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora etatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kumberewa nora etatu natu bali o etatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM. The eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
The early bird catches the worms. That's right. Tune in to Early Morning Scoop with David Chombeye, where he unpacks global affairs, analyze issues, dive into the aspects of human development, connecting policymakers with the citizens, and encouraging critical, constructive, and positive criticism Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Don't miss out.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yeah, we are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop. It's 32 minutes past the hour of 6. And you are listening to Early Morning Scoop with David Shombe. We are here until the hour of 8. Looking at Democratic Republic of Congo. It was stated that the government of Democratic Republic of Congo and the Congo River Alliance Rebel Coalition, that is also including M23, has made progress, particularly on protocol of humanitarian access, judicial protection, ceasefire, oversight, and the release of prisoners. Understand that M23 is losing its power, particularly in DRC. And one will really be able to see and also understand that President Felix Tshisekedi is getting the country under control for now. You don't know for how long, because this man was almost overpowered in his own country. He was faced with a lot of challenges. Either his unorganized army, either his opposition within either it's neighboring countries such as Rwanda, either it's also the US, but I think it's also the political operator, and it's a negotiator too. But the question, something that you also need to understand is also to say, at what cost did, the peace that is coming day by day in DRC happen? And also understand that M23 is weakened. You'll be able to see that in the past 2 months, its leaders have been taken down one by one, particularly by drones. And also, one of the very interesting things is that in the School of Political Science, you understand that this is actually no coincidence. There's actually no coincidence, because at one point, African leaders have been looking and say, no, Rwanda, you have something to do with M23. But Rwanda stated very clear that they don't have anything to do with M23. But you also be able to realize that after some travel to the United States of America, and also some signing of deals, either it's health deal, either it's also acquisition of one of the minerals by the US, particularly when it comes to rare earth minerals. Also see that peace and stability came one by one, and M23 is also saying we are talking, we must talk, unlike how it has almost become too dangerous, especially it almost involved even South Africa at that time, where M23 was capturing towns just by days, where it was having advanced technology such as if you look at the guns that you see with M23, if you look at their uniform, if you look at their technology, you think it's one organized state army. But I think DRC now is taking its country in order. But the question that we should always ask is that at what cost? And also what you also need to understand is that if really the Western or the Eastern part of the world want peace in Africa, would it take years? And who is also benefiting from this peace? Because it seems like AU is out even bringing these two fighting parties together, mediate. Seems like peace are negotiated outside, either in the US or in Qatar. And understand that everybody is pushing their own interest, and you also see that the next round is also looking at continuation of releasing of prisoners, particularly from both fighting parties. And this is interesting to see what is happening, especially looking at the involvement of third and also fourth parties in that conflict. Looking out of Africa, looking at China, they stated that China is so advanced that for the first time China hosts humanoid robots in Beijing half marathon. That happens, over the weekend. And for the first time, the world is seeing a robot which can run a marathon of 21.1 kilometer. And it's a milestone in robotic industry, in robotic sector. And really, to look at a country such as China, which was poor in the 1950s and 60s, and is now almost taking over the whole world, particularly in terms of almost taking position number one in terms of the economy, and they are already at robotics. The question should always to say what they have done right, and what lesson can we learn from there. And when we are in China, what are we speaking about, and what are we learning about? Are we in China to get real good engineers, real good technical expertise, or we are there just to get products that we cannot even make here, but rather even repair. But also looking at that aspect, because understand that things that you see, China produce a lot of quality materials, quality product, quality machines. And now when you speak about humanoid robots, understand that when it comes to industrialization, they are in a different level. They're in a different level. While we are just here in Namibia dancing kunduru music, dancing kwaito music, people are already running marathon with robots. And that's already speaking about another level of an advanced human being. An advanced robotic that can assist human beings and can also make work easier and produce goods at speed. And you can also be able to see that when you look at other countries, robots are already part of industries. But in Namibia, we are still struggling to come up with a factory to make toothpicks, which is really unfortunate to say. Apart from our leaders, we should also look at ourselves and our entrepreneurs too, to say our focus only on survival, or our focus is also in the future. Because we don't want, we are not saying we should come up with robots, but at least we should move. At least we should not be like how we have been 30 years ago. Because if you see a Pope of Catholic coming to Africa and ask a question to say, so you guys are still doing what you've been doing for the past 30 years. What have changed? And we should really be concerned to say, were we looking at fast money? Or we are strategic enough to look at the long-term achievement? And also to say, it's never too late until the point we realize. And the beauty of things is that Africa has a generation that that is unique, that is younger than any other part of the world, and that is also a bit advanced in terms of education. And also to see that is this the time that Africa should also stand up and also invest on itself rather than just be on a consumer economy, because a consumer economy made us slave to that extent. We don't even know that we are slave. We are just happy. And we are even confidently saying the medicine is finished out of our storage. But can that be the case in the US? Can that be the case in China? Can that be the case in other part of Africa too? To say when the medication is finished, we are not even resting. When COVID-19 vaccine was produced, we were speaking to say, guys, you must look at us, but did we look at ourselves too? But those are the questions that we should continue asking ourselves until we come to the point of saying, let us not only innovate, but take charge of what is ours. Because if I have to ask you now, and I understand some of you are still sleeping, if you have to look at the blankets that you are using, the bed that you are using, even the cell phone that you are listening to, or the radio that you are using, you realize to say around 98% of the things that you have in your room are not made in Namibia. And know that you continue to lose a lot of money as a country through, you know, benefiting other people, even in things that you can do yourself. But those are the discussions that we'll enter into today. And you really look at, particularly when Pope Leo was speaking in Angola. So let's look at a short commercial break, then we can be able to continue the conversation. However, you can still engage us, you can still communicate with us, and ask your question, give your constructive criticism, and also give your perspective. To say when we are speaking about, for example, to say Namibia, we have failed to add value to our products. Are we wrong? Or we are not communicating it properly? Or can we say we have tried our best? Or can we say there were other external forces that have stopped us? If we say Namibia, we did not do as we wanted to do, how can we communicate that message? Then it can come into your ears and be the participant of national development, but also be the participant of innovation. because there are people who get very angry when you speak about something that we lack in the society. We may acknowledge what we have, but there are people who get very, very angry to say, no, don't be counter-revolutionary, don't be, what is the other way? Don't sabotage the progress. To say, no, there are things that we are really not happy about. To say, no, these things we should not, we're supposed to be ahead. We're supposed to be ahead. And we can only go ahead if we understand that we lack, and we also did not do what we were supposed to do. And you must get us very clearly. We are not saying that by downplaying the progress that have been made. I must tell you, just before a short commercial break, in the weekend I went to Tukatura Hospital to visit one of the relatives, and I was very impressed by the infrastructure, by what I have seen inside, by the cleanliness I have seen, by the advanced, patient beds. And you see that at least in the health sector, there are things that we can say we are happy with. But there is a lot of things that we really, not only to take the blame, but maybe also to learn. And you can really see that in the health sector, there is most of advanced technologies also have them. But really, there are really things that that we must step up, particularly on that economic part, on that negotiation table, on that agreement. In that win-win situation, we must really revisit that win-win situation. And when we speak about our natural resources, we must really speak beyond finding a market, but also ask ourselves to say, what value can we add to that market? So let us look at a short commercial break, then we can be able to continue with the conversation.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipurane ngeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko dite opoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwala. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna ebi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ujendi fenawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora etatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kumberewa, mura hetatu natu, bali o hetatu watatu, o mafilane, Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Early Birds Catches the Worms. That's right. Tune in to Early Morning Scoop with David Chombe, where he unpacks global affairs, analyze issues, dive into the aspects of human development, connecting policymakers with the citizens, and encouraging critical, constructive, and positive criticism Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Don't miss out.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yeah, we are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop with me, David Chombe. It's 49 minutes past the hour of 6, and understand that we are here until the hour of 8. Good morning.
Yes, Chombe.
Yes, how are you?
Good, yourself, man.
I'm well.
How was the weekend?
Oh, the weekend was okay. Yourself?
I'm in China.
Okay.
This yesterday the country
arrest
very equal.
Yeah, I see. Okay,
but at least
you
can see at the political level that United.
It's really a moment where people they come together and unite.
I know. Okay, because it was not a unique thing. So at least we see that moment and we hope Allah let our political leadership go with that maturity.
No, I think maturity is growing every day, and I've seen that almost everybody showed up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that it was a good thing because it was very bit emotional. The young life like that, very genetic. So yeah.
No, and there was, yeah. You see, and I think and people react. I think the personality has also said a lot about how a person was carried out to his last moment. Especially how you behave in the society also. I think it says a lot.
You know, Sean, you need to understand that, us, like him, and all the youth like yourself and others, we are same generation, you understand?
Indeed.
And our politics differ. We even if we are different politically, but going forward, we are just one.
Indeed.
Because we also have a common enemy and we also have a common objective.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's why I have seen it many times that all these young people, when you find them, wherever they are, in their discussion, we all understand each other. You understand?
Yeah, we are on the same page.
Yes, we are on the same page.
Yeah.
So, but that's why they are not in that politics of the yesterday where you say, look,
this one must go.
Yes. Yeah, because we find ourselves at the position where to say, none of us was in exile, none of us was there in apartheid. You understand?
No, there was no blood between us. And the other thing is also that even the politics of coming to somebody's people, they are even eating together. Unlike those days, people they look at themselves and they just not even sharing a glass of wine.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, that was it. That's why
he
may rest in peace.
No, he must rest in peace.
Yeah. We pick up that from there.
And maybe just while we are there, there is also there's one thing which leaders have been mentioning, especially regarding on soldiering on what James was he was aspiring to get into, because we must not only respect but we must also finish the mission, because he was on the mission, he was having project established, he was having things that he was advocating for, and people are saying no. Let us drive from there. Let us not just come here to take pictures, but let us drive also from there to say what need to be done. And what is your view on the Pope?
On the water?
The Pope.
Hello, Pope. Look, My first, I just want to concentrate on the water, on 3 or 2 points there.
Yeah.
One,
yeah.
The materialism and the international institution, that the structures that were put there.
Yeah.
Now, you can see that now the UN is coming out, ne?
Yeah.
But the international orders to be respected and everything.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Even the US, you can see them, they are saying, no, it's international water, what he. When you say international water, it's because of the materialism, because of the union structures, the international laws that are there. But there is one question there to say now, when now the US went ahead and attacked Iran now, which international rules do they use?
It's a very good question.
Yeah, because that one is a hypocrisy now. You see, now you want others to respect international rules. But you yourself, when you go there, the UN did not give you the mandate.
No, you can't quote any act there. You can't quote anything.
Yeah, it's like now the US and they are going to court with the UN now, isn't it? You see, you're supposed to go to the head. Now you want justice. You know, from court, from the international structure. When you go there, you didn't use the international structure. It's very sad. It's very sad to say, look, really, these structures, they are just the,
You are cutting.
Even if the UN now, even if the other countries now, blaming Iran or UN and something, but why are they not blaming the US? Because Iran, they are there just to defend themselves. You understand?
No, indeed, and also the phrasing. I've also seen that sometimes when you listen properly, we even end up saying Iranian regime, and those are political statements. Do you understand how things are going to say? Somebody who phrase something can also influence how the world is looking at other people.
That's why when you see this war is also been flaming fault on the media. The media is the one that is pushing the narrative.
No, you are correct, because there is a lot of fight in US and around the world also.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that is just my worry. So look, now people are talking about materialism and international orders and structures and rules, international laws. But when you do this thing, because UN does not promote war or conflict.
No. Yeah.
That's why it say, look, when in other countries, like those who have said, like the Spanish, they are correct to say, look, what happened 10 years, it cannot be done anymore. You go in Iraq, you say there was a mass war,
and we assisted you.
That's what Then we assisted you to realize it was a lie. What is it now? What did we get? Nothing.
No, I think principle matters also. I think EU was also having a standing position, but they also wanted to stand with their allies. And there is always something which I'm always speaking to say. There is a lot of contradicting statement at the beginning of the war, because even Africa thought Iran was completely going to be destroyed. Even the positioning at the beginning, if you just read the statement of all the leaders at the beginning, and when the war was also, when the economy was being hit, at the beginning, they were saying, no, we are not going to get involved, but, Iran is a terrorist, supporting terrorists and all these things. But when things become so painful, then they say, no, the war is not a good thing. It must stop. Yeah. No, it's tough out there. But I think, Brazil and Spain, they stand. And I think they've always been standing to say, no, this is not right.
Yeah, because this is what it has been always feared a long time ago.
Yeah.
You know, now what people understand, you know, people can reason now. People can analyze things now.
Did you listen to did you listen to Ramaphosa's speech also?
No, I did not.
I think Ramaphosa is also becoming powerful these days. He said, no,
It's your favorite, you always say, ah.
No, he surprised me. I thought I used to say Zuma was a political operator, but Ramaphosa surprised me every day. No, he surprised me every day.
Maybe you can say it's a soft diplomacy.
I think he's good with that. Soft power, I think he's good.
Yeah. You know, soft power, you can say soft, but it's tough.
Yeah, it's tough. No, it's very tough.
Yeah.
And you won't see him coming.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, the other issue of now, DRC and M23.
Yeah.
Look, we just need to understand this very simple.
Yeah.
Look, when you see how things are happening, like geopolitics now,
yeah,
you can understand that it's like, for instance, take South Africa and Namibia and those years.
Yeah.
Even
just hold on.
Esira shisho, pagyotari kukwathere opoguro kara wasira ya kweni ochisho. Watuchi itana basic mental health first aid course. Haiganjua oshari chamhongi kwa mboka iri iyo, iyo NHP. Watapewa unongo nonseo, nakene una okutongorora omadidiriko ugopetameko ugenacha nupiakadhi nenge omathidakano gopama viraviro kuchane omokatiko kumekoe nenge anironga pamwe nangoe osho otopewa unongo ngene una okuya kwathera nukuya pa ea bidhido yiri mwanjira omanga upya kadiboka inauru darara kuyerere o unji na hene unokara uishangitha tarira po epanja yao yo nhp.com.na ehangono maradura sano ododina okurandurwa NHP rooted in care for you,
your health, your life, your peace of mind. NHP, we're about you.
Yeah?
So you can really see that, you know, all the conflict in the world, they were just being brought by the Western, you know, the foreigners.
Yeah.
Either directly or indirectly using rebels.
Mm.
Because when you ask, those rebels, when they were fighting, who was giving them weapons?
No, it's a good question.
Yeah. Now, when you see the government, where the government is buying the weapon, now you can see that there are only two ways here. One, if the foreign governance now cannot get what they want from the government, they use the rebel to oust the government. You understand? That is the only one thing. What is happening? That's why when you see and you remember, you are in a society where the population is also very angry with the leadership. Take for instance Syria.
Yeah.
When the Russians go in there, they were supporting the government.
Yeah.
But they lost because the whole population was against the what?
The government.
That's why the Americans were supporting the rebels.
And I think it's the same strategy that was used in Iran to say, and I think it was even an open secret to say, no, we are going to support, we are going to arm the Kurd force in Iraq to go in Iraq. I mean, Iran. Have you seen?
But fortunately there, people are not against the government because they know the common enemy.
No, that is the thing to say. Sometimes we are killing each other here, but we don't know who is pushing us.
That's why when you see, for instance, during the colonial time, you see that from the beginning, the Americans and they were supporting the old regime, like the apartheid system.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah.
But the Russians have to support what you call the population, the rebels. You understand now?
Indeed, I understand.
So now, that's why you see that wherever you see when there is a division, you know, and in the country, the, government is likely to fail because the power is with the people. When the people are united against the government, then you are doing nothing. You are not going to win it.
No, I hear you. I hear you. But do African leaders understand this, or they don't have any option? Are they cornered?
The African leaders, for them, it's more on power, but they are not analyzing this thing, Kucha.
But you want to tell me they don't understand the motives?
They understand, but they ignore it. And it's such a moment, that's why I said that. Sometimes when you see in African countries, people, they don't want the leadership, which is there in the country.
Mm.
But people has no means. They sometimes don't want war. They don't want to fight. They just let it go like that. But when you see a foreign power come in and say, let's push these people out. Because the foreign powers, they cannot have a deal. In DRC, back then, the Americans cannot get anything there. They use now the M23. When they reach a deal now with the Sekedi. On mineral rights and everything. Yeah. Everything changed overnight.
No, it's true. Even the power of M23. I was scared. I thought these guys, they'll capture the whole region, because the way they were moving, even the way they were pushing, how can you push South African army? Okay, how can you do that?
That's why you see the M23 there.
No, they were well armed.
Yeah, the M23, you know who is this? Kagame is right. Mm-hmm. M23 are not Rwandese, it's correct.
Mm-hmm.
But they are supporting it. It was done through them.
Mm-hmm.
It was done through them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Rwanda was kind of now to say like the Israel. It was more like an Israel.
Mm.
Because Israel is the one being used now to make sure that they terrorize the Middle East. Simple mathematics. But now when people agree, let's just say in the Middle East, everybody comply with what the Americans want. Then what happened to Israel?
No, I hear you, and I think these things of proxy have been there for a long time. Maybe we are not seeing, but have been there to say, how come somebody who was and it's interesting in DRC, somebody who was head of electoral commission, then end up becoming a leader of the rebels. How is that?
Yeah. So that's why what I'm
And also saying, maybe the question is to say where are these guys selling their minerals? Because minerals, they always get an opportunity to get into international trade market. I don't know how they enter there. The same with these diamonds. Yeah.
They were even saying that Rwanda, at least they don't really have much minerals, but they are selling. Where are they getting them? Because the rebels were taking those minerals through Rwanda, and Rwanda exported. That was the arrangement. Now, since they have been cut off now, you can see my friend Kagame this day is very...
He's very angry. But they started on a good note.
That's why I said that. There's no, permanent,
enemies. Friends. Yeah.
Only permanent interest, my friend. When interest, interest always change, my friend. The enemy or friendship status change.
I see.
So the last point that it was this thing of now the Chinese and the robots and something. Ask me. We are always saying, reaching 2030, industrialization, Namibia, something like that. And we are always there to say, the issue of like we are in the what industrial revolution. But I always ask, what technology that we invented in this industrial revolution that we fourth industrial generation that we are always talking about?
It's a good question. It's a good question.
Zero. Oh. But we are boosting.
What finished product are we selling in the international market? That is
zero.
Zero.
That's why now you said people think when we are using these technologies, this phone and app and everything, we are in the centralized. No, we're just confusing me. Because if we do not have money to buy this technology, then my friend, there's nothing. Because this technology are not home growth.
Is the same now, with, continue.
Now, you, when it comes to the Chinese now, 50 years back, these people were nothing, ne?
Yeah.
In terms of, you know, industrialization. But today, where they are now. But we are saying, because people have, you know, have passed that stage, ne? Or seeking knowledge, you understand?
Yeah.
They realize the common enemy, they have the common objective, now they are there, getting knowledge to to suppress now the common enemy. When you see our politic and economy discussing, what are we discussing? Unemployment, you understand?
Yeah.
Poverty, corruption, you know? And the politic in terms of position and competition at the political level. But when you see in other countries like Americans, then you go there to what Chinese, for instance, they pass over these things. You understand? They pass over the stage. And I said one day, when I was, I do my master level there in China, you realize that. I was surprised to see that it's only us, Africans, our faces were more about what? Unemployment, the social thing.
Yeah.
Unemployment, the corruption, me, all the things.
And then?
But others, it was more of a technological level, my friend.
Because
for them, the issue for housing, the issue for unemployment, all those things that we are talking about, they pass over that security. But us, we are still at that stage.
No, we are still dancing. Museveni is saying we are dancing Capacini. Pacacini.
Let me tell you, look at all the speeches of all the political leaders and everybody in this country in the discussion. What is it all about? Unemployment. Unemployment.
Yeah.
Housing, all those things, corruption, crime, those are the issues that is there today as you are speaking. That's why I said that we did not reach a stage of self-actualization in terms of Maslow need of health.
No.
Because as we are still there to say, what are we going to eat?
No, it's a good thing that you brought up, because we are still looking at what we are going to eat, because we are not done with that, and we are not done with that. Even the bread is not enough within the community yet.
not enough. It's not affordable by anybody.
Yeah.
That's why we said now, when we did not achieve the Maslow's need of theory, especially the basic need, the country cannot move until we achieve the basic need. Just food and shelter.
But
what
are you thinking? Were we supposed to move slow to say, let us sort out food security first, let us come to the basic, infant business support, then we can move to industrialization, or we can catch everything and achieve nothing?
No. The thing is very simple.
Yeah.
Go to Maslow's need of theory. What does the person need first before you start thinking of anything? It's just shelter and food.
Let's start there.
Let's just start there.
Housing, and we move.
Then, look, if instead of me starting thinking of anything, trying to innovate, anything, I have to think what I have to eat first. I'm going to feed
myself. I hear you. Because now we want to produce supercars if we cannot even afford the house and we cannot even eat.
Tara, you know why the Oshungo Shababa, for instance, people were there, they have everything, they have nothing to do until they start challenging God because they knew everything. Then say, let's see where the God is. Just imagine. Because they have nothing to do. They have done everything there. They have everything to do. They have everything. So wait a bit on to share monokucha. Okuna awanisi ni mai. Utinyota ipombad. Uvene.
I hear what you are saying. Yeah.
Utinyota ipombad.
Nah, yeah.
There's people in Babylon there. Yeah.
They are bored.
They were bored. They don't know what to do with the skill they have. They start searching for knowledge, hungry to search for knowledge. Until they ask, let's see where that is. you understand?
No, I hear you.
But when God realizes, these people are about to reach where I am.
Yeah.
You have to bring confusion there, which are, because they are in my image, they have the power that I have. So really, they are going to do it. So, but let's stop. Let me end this nonsense.
It must go down. Yeah. No.
Africa and Namibia in particular, my friend, we cannot win anything if we cannot go back to the basic need. Just food and shelter.
And there's one economist who's saying like recruitment of people in police, in defense is good to reduce temporary unemployment, but you still ask yourself a question to say, how are we going to feed those people? How are we going to afford the houses?
Let me tell you. If you are in a country where politics overtook governance, you are going to believe that recruitment in police and defense and nursing and teaching, it's
development.
It's fighting unemployment.
That's a total lie. Hold on.
Great news. IMPA just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of IMBA? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything IMBA has to offer at an unbeatable price. IMBA, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Just two points.
Yeah, that is a total lie. You know why? Because this type of feed, police, what, and all those, these are not entrepreneurship.
They are maintaining, they protect and maintain, but they don't produce.
You see, the economy can only grow because of entrepreneurship, not because then they are not making money. In fact, they are just being fed from what? From the coffer. They are not bringing anything there apart from the income tax that they are paying. To the central government. Simple mathematics. So that's why we said, even if they want salaries to be paid, to be increased, and all the benefit of them,
they're still going to move in the circle. Yeah.
They still have to depend on how much money is coming in and how much are they bringing in the coffer. The tax that they are paying, it's already money came from the central government again. They only send it back. This is not entrepreneurship, my friend. That's why when you say that when you live in a country where politics took over governance, you are going to think that is increment creation.
No, I hear you. Okay, let's give opportunity to others.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, we are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop, and we are indicating to you that the conversation is not to make you happy. The conversation is to make you think. To say, if you want to solve the problem, where are we starting? Are we starting to industrialization? Are we starting to bread and butter? Are we done with bread and butter? And ask yourself a question to say, the breakfast that you had today, how many of those, food, even ingredients that you have used are coming from Namibia? How many can we produce? Yes, we have power to produce them. And who is stopping us? How many of those, the two apples you ate today, the bread that you ate today, the meat that you ate today, how many of those are coming from Namibia? Because if you eat 80% of things that come from outside the country, I'm not blaming you. I'm just indicating to you that we are continuing to enriching other people. Because if you listen to the recent speech of Justice Mokgoi Mokgoi, the former Chief Justice of the African Constitutional Court, when he indicated to say, no, when academicians are graduating, when you are becoming a researcher, when you are becoming, when you start writing your articles, try to zero in into African problems. Try to zero in African problems because we did not move. We did not move yet. And we can only move if we understand that who created this system? What can I contribute to the system? Because we need to understand the system that we are using. And until we understand the system, then we can be able to not only benefit, but to stand on our own. And it's a fair argument to say, let's start with bread and butter. If we are, we may discuss about we want the nuclear plant, but do we produce enough food in the country so that just basic people can eat? Do you produce enough people, do you produce enough food so that we cannot have, social grants? And you can also see a societal degeneration where you say that if you go to the village, you see people, they wake up and go to Shebeens early in the morning and start drinking, knowing exactly that the government come and save them, because the impression is here to say somebody will come and assist you. But the government is coming and help you with food produced from outside the country. And if you want to be tactical enough, or you want to be clever enough, ask yourself a question: who is feeding your police force? Who is feeding your army? The food they are eating, are all this food made from Namibia? Or you are feeding them with the food from other countries? The uniform they are wearing, are they made from Namibia? Imagine if Iran was vulnerable as us to say the food they are eating, they are not coming from Iran, the clothes their army is wearing. Do you think they would survive? They would have gone, all of them. Because they understood that self-sustaining, you can win a lot of things. Because if somebody who is feeding your army, even the weapons they are using, they made themselves. Us. But there is an ongoing debate to say, let us transform August 26, apart from producing, apart from producing clothes, let us try drones. But we are not saying we must try drones. Let us try something innovative. Our engineers, our technical people, let us try something new. Let us invest in that research. If the defense get a lot of budget, let us advance that aspect. But if we just continue to be a traditional, army, we continue to operate as we were in 1992, then colleagues, we are not moving. So, good morning. You can call us at 083-288-401, 083-288-401. And after a short commercial break, we'll look at South Africa to say Julius Kwananzi was arrested. Julius Kwananzi, he's one of the controversial guy particularly at Madlanga Commission of Inquiry, particularly with ongoing investigation of the infiltration of South African judiciary and also police and security agencies. He was the head of police at Ekurhuleni. But we'll look at that aspect, particularly after a short commercial break. Then you look at our conversation today. And also, most importantly, and I've heard, I think it's starting becoming a conversation, particularly when it comes to deals that we get into, because the president made something very clear, especially at the International Energy Conference, when she addressed the investors to say, we want a win-win situation. And looking at that aspect to say, we want also our natural resources to benefit ourselves. But the main conversation is the deal that we enter into. Is the deal understood by somebody who enter into that with us? Do the investor understand? And remember that is how you speak. The investor is not is not here to make us wealthy. And we must know that an investor is not an aid. We think when Shell, when any other company come here to explore, to get oil, we think they are coming here to make Namibia rich. They can only make Namibia rich if we understand where we are standing. Because they are here to do business. People are here, they are here to do business. And if we don't know that, to say, and I'm just giving an example. Chevron come here and invest in oil and gas. And you already know when you are speaking about investment, what does it mean? They look at themselves first. But it's only through us understanding where we are standing that we can able to get one thing or two from them. But if we are just, we cannot look at the investor as charity. We cannot look at a business person as charity. And we cannot thank corporate social responsibility. That is the responsibility of any business. We must negotiate with ourselves. But we'll look at that. Good morning.
Just a minute. Look.
Yeah.
Oh, in Oshawago.
Yeah.
There is what they call Kucha, Epunda, Ojongondo Lamagur.
Come again?
Epunda.
Yeah.
Ojongondo Lamagur.
Yeah.
You cannot do anything. Ne? If the person did not eat anything.
You cannot even think.
If the person is angry. The person is not doing it. In fact, it's a stress. Now, let me tell you, if the person, the basic need, the food, and the shelter is not covered, now the person is stressed. Even the child at school, he cannot go into conservation because the child is angry.
And even if people don't want to speak about it, it can also lead to corruption.
The child is very angry. He's not going to conservation in class. In fact, I am very happy the moment I don't
know.
You see, when you see the teacher, also very stressed, because he cannot meet his obligation.
I hear you.
Imagine those teachers that were killing themselves because of death.
They only threw a lot,
Young professionals are very stressed because they cannot even find housing.
I think it's a burden of the whole system. It's just like to say, if you are the only young professional working within extended family, anywhere you are in Namibia, you are feeling more pain than somebody somebody who is not even working.
That's why we say that when we talk of productivity, then the people must be stress-free. Students must be stress-free. Learners must be stress-free. Teachers must be stress-free. Even nurses and doctors. Now you imagine you are a nurse. There's no medication in the hospital. And you are a doctor. There's no
equipment
to give treatment. That is stress. That's why I say, look, we cannot, let's just address the basic stress because of this basic need that we don't. You see? At the moment you get rid of that thing, then you are going to see.
That things will start flourishing.
The stress is too much.
That one, I can agree with you. I can definitely agree with you. Especially if you look at look around. It's not even young professional. Have you seen even a first year student at any university? People have much hope and they put too much pressure into this. Even if this person fail one module, there is a possibility for deterioration and people will not even continue because. People, they have already that expectation to say a person is coming out with something from that. And this, I think the whole society is going through a lot and this even going into a position of a crisis.
Go through a lot, stress.
It's stress.
Everybody in this country is very stressed. Because just imagine a young professional, you are stressed about, you have to teach. Of course, but sometimes the environment is not conducive. But you also have stress because of your own personal issues, like financial obligation, and the housing, you cannot find it. Those who finish school, they are so stressed there, they cannot find jobs.
And they look at you also.
You are working, but you are stressed that you are unable to feed your family. You are unable to get your children to school.
Yeah, it's true.
It's a stress thing. And why? we were taught the basic Maslow's thing, because those that were in class.
The basics.
And that's why, and these are the people who are we not the people who are managing this public institution? And parasitic. We are the ones.
No,
we were taught this.
No, it's true. It's true.
We started this thing to pass, not to apply it.
It's true, and the focus really to say housing and I hear when some question was speaking to say the money is not enough. That one we should really understand to say some people they don't want a fancy, they just want safety, they don't want a fancy house, people just want safety.
I'm sorry to be further, say there's no money. No,
he said the money is not enough that was given to him.
I'm telling you, it's not a question of money.
Mm.
Because if you see money and time is the same mathematics. There will never be enough time or enough money.
Yeah.
That one I can guarantee.
Yeah.
Even if the USA that gives you all the money and the donor, what we use what?
Mm.
Do they have enough money?
It's a fair argument you bring. It depends on how you put it out there.
Do they have enough money? If they have enough money, why they are in debt?
Mm-hmm. Just hold on.
When life starts squeezing me like a lemon, I know what to do.
With Express Credit's easy payday loans, you can get up to 9,000 Namibian dollars to help ease your financial squeeze in under 15 minutes. Visit expresscredit.com.na. Express Credit, money when you need it.
Is enough money is based on what you see, most what you see being distributed. To say I also need more. Yeah.
The mindset also, let's understand.
Yeah.
When we talk of, that's why if the previous regime, even a garden,
the previous government,
they can afford the house.
Yeah.
Today, a young professional, teacher, whatever you call themselves, he cannot afford the house.
Mm.
But he can afford to rent.
Mm.
But not renting. Look, if a person pay a rental of 9,000 cash, what do you think you can afford the house?
I can afford
that. My house that I have, a foot two, and this a foot two, almost 6,000, if I'm going to go like almost 9,000.
Yeah.
If I can afford that, but people who are renting, they can even rent for 10,000. Why do you think that person cannot afford the house?
I hear you.
But he can afford to rent. This is a fair argument. Let's say, look, that's what you're saying. Yeah, it's a mindset. Where we came from, the creative system is saying, an employer must make sure that the person has, the employee has a place to stay. You understand? Now, here we are saying, where we come from also before that, the Unquanilwa, the Menomarenga, they are not building people houses. You understand? They give you land to build your house.
If you don't build, they take it from you.
Look. It is not the responsibility of the Malenga. It is not the responsibility of the what? Of the municipality, of the central government, to build a house for you. If we put it like that, we know that's wrong with our own values. That's why municipalities, they are selling land, even after this land. Instead of, because the mandate is there, to sell the land and give land to the people. Then let the people themselves build their own house.
It's business.
Because people want to put business there. The other time I was telling you all the steps that are taking place for the whole thing to take it. But we are saying, at the end of the day, after Kutua, Akara, no Kahozi Kama, Omagumboshira Tunga, Unjuma, Asira Tunga Kara, Unjugo, Nerugo, Nanduda Kora.
Yeah.
What they go to? Mara, when you see that house today, It is very expanded. That's why we are getting it wrong. To say, look, just give people land. Sell this land.
So they can do what they can do.
So that people can do what they
But are you also saying the guidance is necessary, the engineering and the structure, or you can just put anything?
Let me tell you, I was very impressed, you know, Chiwarongo, for instance.
Yeah.
They have already serviced land. Then I've seen the prices range from 100 something in it to 200 there. already said it. Yeah? So even if you want the land now, you go to Inotuarongo and say, look, I want the land. They say, if you have money, you just pay that money, we'll give it to you. You understand? But they are saying, if it is like that, how many teachers do we have? How many soldiers do we have? How many police officers are there? Why can't you not just give the land even if they did not pay anything? So that they will start paying from on the spot. But you want money up front. But you know already when you give the person the land and the person starts building, you transfer. You are likely to charge written tax. You understand?
I hear you.
Instead, you sell us the land. You understand? You sell us the land. The land is there. If nobody is buying it. You are not, you spend money. You are not charging rate and tax because there's no owner. You understand? What mathematics is that now?
It's the same with having empty houses, not,
That's what the problem is. That's why we say that. Look, when you sell them, you have teachers there, you have nurses there, you just give them to free. Let them start paying immediately when you transfer ownership. Unless you are saying, even if you are not giving for free, at least give it a reasonable name. As long as you know, this one is a teacher. This person can afford. And it's a first-time buyer.
All right.
Is going to afford to pay rent.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, let's move forward. And as I indicated, that when it comes to what is happening in in South Africa, Julius Mkwananzi was arrested. And for those of you who have been watching Madlanga Commission, you also understand that it's not Nandra Mkwananzi, it's Julius Mkwananzi, who was the head of Ekurhuleni Police. And he was arrested, and also one of the official within Ekurhuleni administration. And also understand that the South African judicial system and the police system is going through a major change. We also see the promotion and adjustment of General Tantla Mkwananzi, especially getting national projects of fighting crimes. And you can just see how complicated the system is. The National Commission of the Police in South Africa is expected to appear in court. These days, and also there's a lot of things happening. Understand that until now, the Minister of Police in South Africa still on suspension. The Deputy Commissioner is suspended, and a lot of other senior officials within South African Police and also Crime Intelligence Unit and other clusters. But you see how the system is going to flush itself, and also how things will be able to continue. So today we are indicating to you that when it comes to the message of the Pope in Angola, he did not only speak about extra activism. He also spoke on many other issues such as corruption, but at the center of that is the aspect of Angola to continue or to champion ownership of its resources, and also making sure that the aspect of trading raw materials should stop. And he spoke strongly about exploitation of resources in Africa. And the Pope Leo has asked a question to say, how much suffering, how many deaths, how many social and environmental disasters are brought about by this logic of extractivism? And it stated that when it comes to Angola, Angola is a oil and mineral rich country. And the third leg, and stated that it's marked the third leg of his, you know, when it comes to Angola in Africa, it's one of the, even in the world, it's one of the largest producer of, even of diamond. It's not only Botswana and Russia, but Angola too is in that list. Because it's stated that in the world, Angola is number three, especially the world number three diamond producer, and it has minerals such as gold and also other critical minerals. But the Pope asked a question to say how much suffering, how many deaths, how many social and environmental disasters are brought about by this logic of extractivism. When you look at our brothers and sisters that we see in the street of Windhoek, the kids that are begging, the one that we call Pengodora, can you really stand up and imagine that its country, their country, is even richer than other European countries when it's coming to natural resources? When you see these kids in the street of Namibia asking just for $1, can you really say that Angola is among the top producer of oil in Africa? Because the Pope, because the Father stated that each person finds joy in making the most of their relational abilities, realizing they contribute to the common good and finding recognition as unique and dignified person. Because when the Pope came to Angola, say no, it's not correct to see people suffering like this if your country has resources like this. And I also touched a little bit on his ongoing back and forth with Donald Trump, where he spoke about world peace and the message of justice and the brotherhood in Africa. And I stated that Pope Leo met with President João Lourenço and spoke with relevant figures. I think he came prepared because every communique that he made is really strong. And one thing that was stated is that I desire to meet you in the spirit born of peace and to affirm that your people possess treasures that cannot be bought or stolen. And now you need to ask yourself a question now to say, if despite natural resources, despite you know, mineral deposit, despite strategically position, despite oil and gas, and at the same time Angola also has also a sea, how many people are benefiting from those natural resources? And what system is in place? And when the Pope is saying the resource cannot be bought or stolen, when the Pope is speaking about extractivism, when speaking about extractivism, what does he really mean? He means that the country did not change. People are still suffering of, you know, challenges that could have been solved in Angola. You see people stand on top of their cambashus in Angola due to flood. You see people dying in underground mines. And the Pope is really shocked because there are indications here to say the World Bank The World Bank has indicated that despite Angola having rich natural resources, more than 30% of the population of Angola live on less than 2.15 US dollars per day. And somebody living below 2.15 US dollar a day. And that is an estimation that speak about absolute poverty, speak about the suffering of the people. And somebody asked a question also to say, if we see infrastructures in Africa, are these infrastructures really built to benefit the African people, or they are built to pull out the resources? When and you must also be very clear to say, we cannot continue discuss our own weakness to the world when there are things that we did not do right. Because it's not correct when we say Europeans are taking our resources. It's not correct, because people are sent and they are doing what is right for them. What are you doing for your country?
Eshi wataloka umekwe mbelo taveli pulanga helipi ngengo vamo no wewe yako fikola no 10th gen iPad ipopo ya dimo shipaketi. Top score instant. Oyaita pwefinda no talishambula lo kushuna kofikola mondo maeveja vaino milongo mbali na hamano. Opo uningo mfindani wakamweko mo iPad aveli vahetatu ovo tavaka findanwa ilo mano kavaucha ko ipumbi wa fikola yungushu ya dola eo vilimwe danamibia oshipu nengono lando kashako ko KG imwe ele KKG dilimbali ko top score instant. Oku jamo fitola keshe moshi longwa shiche ndeto SMS o shicha instant totumu kombali oneveli vatatu nombali efi afanueli otali kulmo milongo na tunali mwe amaricha mondoma eveja vaino milongo mbali na hamano e mangono malandula fanu odo dino kulandurwa. Top score, a proud product of Namibi Mills.
Yeah, we are moving forward and one thing that we should also not continue doing is to speak about our weakness or continue to say we are victims. Africans, we are not victims. We are not good negotiators. We don't negotiate for a long time. And we continue to suffer based on that. And we cannot just continue saying colonialism has done this to us. But sometimes we also need to stand up. You know, when you look at, I was impressed when I look at EU-Africa summit last year. Particularly after the G20, when leaders of EU stood up and say, Africa, you are the great friend of Europe. We are number one, we are number one comparing to China. And when you listen to this speech, you start seeing that there's a bit of a competition to say somebody want to grab you, but another person is saying, no, you are our friend. So, no, Africa, you are the greatest friend. We even built the Robito Corridor. We invested billions of dollars here. But you ask yourself to say, if you are our good friend, when you build Robito Corridor, you build Robito Corridor to export mineral resources at raw form. Why can't you build infrastructures that can finalize products so that we can sell at one-on-one? If you are number one friend of Africa, for example, why can't you agree to buy minerals at the one price? Because international market is international market. Why do you have to buy diamond at a different price from DRC? Gold at a different price, which is fluctuating, which is making the African economy weak. Why do you do that? Then you also realize to say, the other thing that was also praised is that the aspect of Africa continue to be divided is a benefit of the world. Know that Africa continent, a free trade area, is at some point a threat to the external world, because when you start trading inside, you also start innovating inside. You also start, uniting more and becoming a global economic power. Because when you look at the records, Africa is already a global economic power. It's only a fragmented global economic power. It's like that strong kid who is being bullied at school. Not really because he cannot fight back, just because he does not have self-esteem to fight back. But maybe one day we'll be able to realize that, to say, there is power in unity, and we can't stand as a fragmented, trading partner. But if the Pope is shocked about Angola, he must come to Namibia. He must go to DRC. And look, because out of all the things that we see, know that Angola inequality is not the same as ours. We are worse economic inequality. We may be good at other economic indicator, but in terms of the gap, it's worse. Looking at our number and also looking at our resource distribution. But for now, let's look at a short commercial break. Then we can also look at what is in the Villager newspaper for today, because it's a content that you cannot afford to miss. It's a content that you should always continue learning, particularly if you are looking for economic intelligence, economic insight, because when others are going to wake up, you already thought about solutions to African problems and your community problems too.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Ipuranenge no wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuala. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora etatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kumderewa nora etatu natu bali o etatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM. The eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the
Yeah, if you look on top of the Villager newspaper, you'll be able to get the content to say broadcasters airing sporting events for free. Get to that content if you want to understand. To understand what Namibian broadcaster, are doing, particularly in the area of sport. You'll be able to get that content from HD, page 1 and 2 of the Villager newspaper. And looking at page 3, this application, Velvicia University application, particularly for July intake, and the application fee for postgraduate diploma in higher education level 8 is $230 Namibian. That is the application fee. And deadline is May, 31st of May, 2026. Moving forward, you'll be able to get the content again at page four of the Villager newspaper, where you get the content of Namibian economy, reinforcing, the use of waste, or reinforce the waste take. Reinforcing the economy of waste. Read that content, which is indicating that, according to Nico Duplessis, Managing Director of Plastic Package Namibia, stated that Namibia's current economy is too linear as it reinforces the take, make, and waste model, and indicated that aspect of circular economy and renewable energy in Namibia need to be handled, particularly if you read the content of the Villager newspaper, when there was a communication where there was speech or the sentiment that the managing director of plastic package is made at the circular economy Namibian summit in 2020 this year. But looking on the other aspect, stated that the youth in Omsati are calling for investment in earth dams. The youth in Omsati are calling for investment in earth dam. Water is a very critical aspect of human beings' life. Without water, you can't live. That's why there is a need for investment in earth dam. Those are some of the calls from Omsati youth. Get to the content of that article from page 5 by Lei Sashimi. And if you look at page 6, you have USAF sale. Speak about 4 kg of real good chicken at 199. Speak about top score. Super maize meal 10 kg, 112 Namibian dollars. Speak about Bokomo fed cook wheat 10 kg, just at 137. And many others. And Come to page 8 of the Villager newspaper. You also understand how entrepreneurs survive during tough times, especially the micro and smaller entrepreneurs. To see how did they survive during tough times? Some they scale down, some they specialize, some they continue learning, and understand that the aspect of being a small business owner in Namibia is tough. It's war, but it's good to read page 8 of the Villager newspaper and get the content of how did other entrepreneurs have learned. How did they survive during hard times? Hard times, we speak about COVID-19 times, where more than 50% of the smaller businesses did not recover. Then you can also speak about during drought and also during economic shocks, during oil price crisis, some businesses disappear. But there are those who maintain survival strategies. Some they scale down, some they specialize, and some they continue learning new technology, new tricks on surviving in business. So, page 9 is that First National Bank Namibia has invested $500,000 in crime fighting technology. To say currently technology is becoming a big thing in fighting of crime, and FNB has advanced it, is up its game, particularly when it comes to the fighting of fighting of crimes. Yeah, you will be able to get industrial briefs at page 10, where you have government seek to switch 7.2 billion on Wednesday What does that mean? Get that content. And looking at page 11, you'll be able to get the advantage of studying for postgraduate diploma in higher education level 8 at Vavicha, and get the full article there. Are you a teacher? Don't remain stagnant. Don't just be a BETD, graduate. There are other levels that you can pursue, so that you cannot just become a qualified and advanced teacher, but you can also advance the quality of education. From Albertus Akumab, this opinionated article from the CEO of Mitco, that is looking at red meat diplomacy, why Namibia must treat cattle like crops. Get that content, especially if you want to understand the aspect of red meat diplomacy, why Namibia must treat cattle like crops. And that will bring us to the end of our conversation this morning. Make sure that you like, you share, you download the Villager newspaper, so that you'll be able to get that content. So from me, David Shombe, bye-bye for now. Have a wonderful Monday. And start the week with positive. Do not let anybody to disturb your happiness in the morning. But make sure that, if you start well, you finish well. Be positive. Don't be like people who look at life and look at the misery. We know there are challenges, but it's better for you to be positive. And there are beautiful things that you can do. For me, David Shombe, bye-bye. See you around. Sharp, sharp.